Kids don't have to stray far into the online world before they're approached by child predators. There are lots of dishonest people with malicious intentions, and police put lots of effort into finding them. But the truth is,
it's like having your hand in a bowl of sand. You take it out and there's others who fill it right back in.
Not every single person we talk to can we prosecute. It's just not feasible.
Fairfax County Police Lieutenant Jane Burns, who supervises the Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Unit, and the detective we're sitting with, who wants to stay anonymous because of the nature of his work, are among the many law enforcement officers at the local, state, and federal level trying to stop predators from getting what they want.
What we're dealing with more is real children in Fairfax County that are becoming victims of this.
Anytime that an actual child is involved in the case, we'll do our best to track those down.
But when it gets to this point, authorities know the conversations with victims will be difficult.
We're not going to think they're terrible people. We just need the truth.
It's not unusual for victims to feel uncomfortable, to feel ashamed, to feel humiliated, to come forward and admit that you have been victimized in this way.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Angela Alsobrooks.
Most especially boys, to come forward and say that I've been victimized, that I have been injured, is not easy to do. We find that it's not only true of young boys and children, it's true of adults.
So we'll sit down, talk to them, and try to get as much information as we can to identify this guy. Because our goal is to make sure that they're okay, and our goal is to get any pictures that were sent recovered and to make sure they don't go to anybody else.
The victims they encounter may end up helping police and future victims.
We'll ask them what social media applications they're on now. We ask them what kind of language is being used.
So he knows how to talk to predators as if this 30-something detective really was a teenager.
So when the bad guy out there is talking with now me, he doesn't really see a difference. And we're usually pretty successful at that.
The one thing that has changed over the years is the method of communicating.
What was used a year ago is not cool to use anymore, so they come off of that and the predators have to pick up the new social media that's being used.
But once the bad guys get up to speed, it can be easier than ever to get what they want.
You can open up your camera on your phone and take a picture in 2 seconds, whereas before it had to be a Polaroid or it had to be somehow to be printed.